Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Tim Houck with Keller Williams in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Last year, he closed 155 transactions with a total sales volume of $35 million and earned $875,000 in GCI. His average sales price was $228,000, of which 51% were buyers and 49% were sellers. Tim has a 9-member team, 3 buyer agents, 2 listing agents, 1 transaction coordinator, 1 listing manager, 1 executive assistant, and 1 team leader. Tim is the team leader of the Houck Group. He's been an agent for 11 years. In this call, Tim talks about waiting tables at night so he could work real estate full-time during the day for his first 6 months, earning 6 figures his first full year in the real estate, his rude awakening during the Great Recession, and the realization that he needed better systems. Ramping up to 155 units last year, staying in production, and selling 60 homes personally. What to do when a natural disaster hits your community and destroys 100,000 homes. How to list for sell by owners, including approach, scripts, setting appointments, selective follow-up, role play, time cycles, data resources, and success rates. How he gets 60% of his business by repeat and referrals from past clients and sphere of influence, including his annual marketing plan. Why you should hold a Pi Day giveaway event in March instead of November. His 50 core advocate group and why you need one. Team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Tim. It's great to have you here. Tim, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
It was very diverse for real estate, but graduated from high school, actually went into the military for 6 years. I was 4 years active and 2 years in active reserve, in which I was pretty involved with. After the Navy, I went to college, got my college degree in marketing, and, you know, in Baton Rouge at the time, wasn't finding what I was looking for in the marketing field. So I was searching. I was waiting tables, you know, and I like to say that with a grain of salt because, you know, nothing wrong with waiting tables. I wanted to open and run restaurants. That was actually what my passion was going to be. I love food. I love cooking. But I realized that running restaurants is a whole different ballgame as far as quality of life goes. And the quality of life has always been pretty important to me. So I decided that working those hours was not going to be for me. So waiting tables, you got to think that I'm around 30 years old at this time because you got to think Navy, college, and all this stuff. So waiting tables at 30, absolutely upset at that whole deal. But I wanted the right thing and got into the mortgages for a few months and realized that sitting, just, you know, being complacent in an office just wasn't my thing. I needed to be out talking to people, and someone suggested real estate. So I was thinking about that, and I met a guy that from Keller Williams at lunch. He's like, hey, you should, you know, come by and talk to us. And I did. Went in and talked to him, loved what I saw, but wound up interviewing a few other brokerages in town just to get some perspective. And ultimately decided to go join Keller Williams, and that's where I've been ever since. But I like to tell people the story because, you know, when people come work for me or with me on my team, and I explain to them, it's tough work getting started. At the time when I got started in real estate, I would work from 8 to 3 doing real estate, and I would work from 4 to midnight waiting tables. And I was so hungry. I was hungry, man. I wanted it. I was dedicated to this path, and I was going to make it work no matter what. And so for 6 months, I didn't have a single day off, not one. But after 6 months, you know, I never had to wait a table again.
Well, tell us, what did you do that first 6 months to get up and running, to get your business going?
I talked to a lot of people. That was my philosophy. So coming to classes and learning what lead generation was about, and it's really been the core of my business. I was leveraging the fact that I was around people all evening, right? I was waiting tables still. So what was I doing? I was talking to people, and I started building relationships there. So it was actually worked out extremely well. Started a new career in real estate. I was able to hand out the business cards, and you know, actually wound up my manager at the restaurant, actually the owner of the restaurant, knew that I worked real hard, and my first listings came from him. I got 4 listings from an investment property. And right around that time, I was picking up some buyers from people coming into the restaurant, and that's how I did it. It was the service industry is a magnificent segue into the world of real estate.
That first year, do you think that you had a fast start or a slow start?
I'll say steady. Let's go steady. It was a nice taste of it. It was enough to make me want more. You know, it was relatively slow. Those first few months was nothing. And then month 3 and 4, I started to get some things. But month 6, I felt comfortable enough to let go of the waiting tables. So that was in 2006. In 2007, I had an extremely fast year. I made a ton of money. You know, I went from making $37,000 a year. I was now making over 6 figures. That was 2007. Probably made $125,000, $135,000. And I'm a big believer in things happen for a reason. To my detriment, 2008 was an extremely slow start. Right, 2007, I thought I knew it all. I was mastering the real estate game. It was easy. Well, we all know what started to happen in 2008. And, you know, it was a really rough year for me. But what it did is it humbled me and made me realize I had to go back to the drawing board and realize what I was doing and what I wasn't doing. What I was doing in 2008 was busy work. I wasn't doing income-producing activities for the most part and making excuses and not tracking my numbers and not doing the things correctly to actually run a successful real estate career. So I, 2009, I said, hey, I'm going to follow these models, these systems, and I'm going to give it a good run. And at the end of the year, I'll decide what I'm going to do from there. And I really had a good year. I really did. It was back to 2007 numbers. And, you know, I was running a healthy, predictable business. And from there, I just decided I was going to build on it.
You mentioned you were using systems to get things back in line. What type of systems are you talking about?
The essentials. Having a database that was prompt me to do the behaviors I needed to do. So in October 2008, when in the middle of a dire period, I was like, man, this is not going to work. It was October. And I can tell you exactly how much money I'd made up to that point. I was around $30,000 in 2008. And this is September when I had the realization that I wasn't making money again. And so I bought the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book, probably the best $12 I ever spent. I carry it with me today and just really learned about systematizing lead generation. So I got Top Producer. That was the system I got then. And you know what? I still have it today in conjunction with some other things. But I really just focused on being systematic with the activities. You know, the book really talks about doing predictable actions gives you predictable results. And that's what I wanted. I didn't want the roller coaster of $0 month followed by a $20,000 month followed by a $2,000 month. I wanted predictable income over the spread of the year. So that was the things I really got into, just really following the 33 times, 8x8, 12 direct systems.
Let's fast forward to today. How long have you been in the real estate business now?
11 years.
And last year, how many homes did you sell and what was the sales volume?
155 homes for $35 million.
Do you recall what the GCI was last year?
Man, it was in the 800s. I want to say around 850, 875, somewhere in that neighborhood.
That's better than $37,000 a year as a waiter, right? That's
it's
good
a
stuff.
A lot better than $37,000.
How about this year? How are you doing year to date?
This year, year to date, we're at 100 and let's see, I've got my spreadsheets open. Year to date, we are at 132 homes for around $32 million.
Excellent. So you're maintaining that level up there. And How many homes do you think you've sold in your career?
I think I calculated somewhere around 833 homes.
Let's do this. Tell us where you are. Where are you at right now? What's your market?
So my market is a little interesting because I'm in production. I list homes. I don't really work with buyers unless it's someone who's absolutely insisting, and it's usually been a long-time client. Baton Rouge is a very predictable, stable market. Even through the recession, it fell flat, but we didn't see any crazy drops. But, you know, there's people that are absolutely looking to buy and they're looking to sell. So we've done well, but we lost 100,000 homes last year. And I don't know if, you know, I think the media started to pick up on that, but it was 3 days in. We didn't have a hurricane. So the media wasn't aware that we got 31 inches of rain in like 36 hours. And we lost 100,000 homes. And I mean, literally, it was a frenzy. So, you know, that was in August of 2016. And the ensuing year, there was a lot of what was predictable, not necessarily so this year. So really, you know, was really just having to take it month by month, quarter by quarter, analyzing days on market, inventory levels, to try to get a feel for what we were doing. There were months this year where I'd list homes and I couldn't pay people to get in the door. Then we had in a separate period where I was almost out of inventory. I couldn't get homes fast enough. So, and it's really starting to level out. Our inventory is back up to, you know, close to, I think, right around 5 to 6 months. And so technically still a little bit into a seller's market, but it feels normal. So I'm really excited for 2018. We've got some lofty goals this year. Our minimum threshold of what we want to do this year is 250 homes for just over 50 million.
Sounds like your market has really been dramatically changing, not just inventory levels that most people experience, but these natural disaster type things, and things are yo-yoing around. How do you stay mentally balanced? How do you stay clear-headed in that craziness?
I usually see guidance from a number of areas. One is I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of motivation and things like that. So, you know, to stay in the game heavy, I need a really good mindset on how I'm going to conduct business in general. But when you go through something, a natural disaster, then you need guidance from someone who's been through it. And so what I did was contact people who had been through this, people in Florida. I know Nashville had gone through it in 2010. I talked to some people there, and, you know, it was resounding. When it happens, you feel like life is over for a period of time. You're like, what are we going to do? How are we going to sustain? And overwhelmingly, I had a lot of encouragement from people that had been through it and said, look, it's tough now, but it's going to be better later. And so, you know, when the flood happened in August, it was, how are we going to pay his bills? How are we going to do these things? And what we did was I just decided to come from contribution with that. And so really, instead of focusing on selling real estate, I just focused on helping the community. Got really involved with helping people gut homes. I mean, it was weeks and weeks of gathering supplies and helping people get the water out of their homes because if mold starts to set in. And so we just really got involved with helping our neighbors and our community, not focused on selling real estate. And the strangest thing happened in September. We had probably the busiest month, one of the busiest months we had that year was September. It was people that flooded that needed to buy a home. It was a number of things happened. I don't know. I'm blessed that happened that way. Now, the next month was down and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's back to the mindset question you asked. It's just, you have to understand where people have been before and what they've been through and how they behave. And so we got some guidance there and just started to model ourselves after them. Success leaves clues. And so I'm not trying to recreate the wheel.
Tim, you mentioned something earlier I want to get back to. You said that you are still in production. You closed 155 units last year. How many of those were put together by you?
Last year, probably 60.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.